And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's October the 26th, 2014. 1776, on this date, Benjamin Franklin, at the age of 70, set sail on his diplomatic mission to France, accompanied by two of his grandsons. He spent 9 years in Paris, made himself at home there. The French loved him, even though his French was rather poor, and he did not really understand French social customs. But he was very passionate about the cause of American freedom, and France secretly aided the cause of the revolution. They sent money and supplies, and then after the Americans defeated the British at the Battle of Saratoga, October 1777, the French signed an alliance. Franklin stayed on a few more years. In 1783, he signed the Treaty of Paris, which officially ended the war, and returned home in 1785. Friends thought that on the long voyage home, he should write a memoir of his years in France, but he was a scientist at heart, and instead he wrote a pamphlet entitled Cause and Cure of Smoky Chimneys. The Erie Canal was opened on this day in 1825, connecting the Atlantic Ocean and the Great Lakes, 360 miles long, 40 feet wide, and 4 feet deep, just deep enough to float barges carrying 30 tons of freight. It's the anniversary of Norway's independence from Sweden in 1905. The Union was peacefully dissolved, and a Danish prince, Prince Carl, took the name Håkon and was made king of Norway. It's the birthday of the playwright John Arden, born in Barnsley, England, 1930, best known for his play Sergeant Musgrave's Dance. John Arden, who said theater must celebrate noise, disorder, drunkenness, lasciviousness, nudity, generosity, corruption, fertility, and ease. And it was on this day in 1900, Henry James wrote his first letter to the novelist Edith Wharton. She'd sent him a story that she wrote about a young woman in Europe, and Henry James wrote back to say that she should write about the New York society that she had grown up in. He wrote, "Be tethered in native pastures, even if it reduces you to a backyard in New York." Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Mayer, entitled Rummage Sale. Forgive me, Aunt Phyllis, for rejecting the cut glass dishes, the odd set you gathered piece by piece from 13 boxes of Lux laundry soap. Pardon me, egg beater, for preferring the whisk, and you, small ship in a bottle, for the diminutive size of your ocean. Please don't tell my mother, hideous lamp, that the light you provided was never enough. Domestic deities, do not be angry that my counters are not white with flour. No one is sorrier than I, iron skillet, for the heavy longing for lightness directing my mortal hand. And my apologies to you above all, forsaken dresses that sway from a rod between ladders behind me, clicking your plastic tongues at the girl you once made beautiful, and the woman with a hard heart and softening body who stands in the driveway making change. Rummage Sale by Jennifer Mayer from Now Now, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.